Welcome. You know what? I'm going to say exactly what I said last time we started this show up 5 minutes ago. Who has a case of the Mondays, everybody?
Oh, guilty.
Because we're the cure. You are the disease. And we are the cure.
The blues That's, got you down? We'll
I'm
pick you up.
I'm glad you mentioned that because I've been deep in Matrix lore for the past week or two.
I think you're going to dig it.
Yeah. I'm starting to give it a shot, and I'm liking what I see.
Why the Matrix? Why now?
Because there were rumors this week that somebody who works on John Wick was a stunt guy in the Matrix.
Okay.
Yeah. Not actually in the Matrix, but the film.
Yeah.
Okay. Said, oh, yeah, Wachowskis are working on part four right now. Like,
what?
You know, like the next chapter or a revisiting
he
the
just
Matrix,
said that.
Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not true.
Of course not.
Don't believe he was just like, yeah, I'm sure they're working on it. No, there's a Matrix reboot thing being worked on at Warner Brothers. The Wachowskis are not involved, so that's why it's bullshit. And guess what? Keanu Reeves said, I ain't getting involved unless there are Wachowskis involved.
Well, I heard so it's D&D, the creators of Game of Thrones, are in charge of the Matrix reboot.
Oh.
And as they have proven, they don't need the original guy. They take the idea and they run with it and they make it better.
Shit.
So everybody out there who thinks the Wachowskis need to be involved, I have news for you. They don't.
Give it to anyone.
Oh, I didn't think
I can make a better Matrix than the Wachowskis.
Yeah.
Give Neo a gun. Wait, no, shit, they did that.
Give him a sword.
Yeah.
They did that too.
Did he do that?
Yeah, he did have a sword for a minute in the chateau.
How do you go? You have guns, now you have swords, please.
Well, melee,
that's
dude.
Downgrading. No.
No, stupid. Come on. You don't need, you have infinite ammo with a sword, Sean.
Exactly.
And I never considered that. Yeah. Infinite ammo.
And
with a sword.
When they pat you down at the airport, they're not looking for swords.
True.
So,
yeah, slide that along.
Neo
your thigh.
Could take down a plane with a sword.
Well, Neo has so many powers, he flips everywhere with the sword. It's going to cut the plane into 1,000 pieces. That's better than any firearm.
Exactly.
Turn off your
electronics,
sir.
If you're really good
sir.
With a sword, that is scarier than if you had a gun. Are we all in agreement?
Morpheus had a sword. He cut a car in half.
Yeah.
That's the coolest
Well, then he did shoot it to blow it
really
up.
Really get
but
it.
That's,
I got it, insult but injury. Really get
you. You should study the blade, Sean.
Who says I haven't?
I think knowing the Wachowskis, they're so next level with their politics. Remember they wanted to make that movie about the soldiers who were gay?
Yeah.
Just last night, I was reading about, I know, that I don't mean to interrupt, but they just shut down their production company.
Yeah.
Because no one was paying them to make any more productions.
Oh, that's a
and,
bummer.
And that was like one of the things that was still sitting on the desk. Was, I can't remember the name of it. I want to say it was like CN9 or something. But yeah, it was like future warfare movie where an American fell in love with the Iraqi soldier.
Yeah.
And they're like,
yeah, we know.
They're gay and they want to kill George Bush.
Yeah. Would have been so sick.
Not that.
Now,
sci-fi
history piece.
That's good for 2003. But in 2019, Matrix 4. Abortions are made illegal in Georgia.
Oh, yeah.
So Neo goes there to become this kung fu abortion doctor.
Yeah.
Warning, I'm getting edgy here. So,
yeah. So if you're on the sex strike, beware.
Also, yeah. If you're not into this, turn this off now. But he's doing all this Matrix shit, bullet time up into the vagina, pulling out the head cord from the babies, jacking them out of the Matrix.
Yeah, jacked out.
They don't die.
No,
they
no,
just
no.
get jacked
They're
out
free.
Of the Matrix.
They're free.
He frees them.
No more batteries.
I see people getting offended. We didn't write that.
Nobody's getting
that's
offended.
That's what we saw. That was what they were doing. That's what Wachowskis.
Yeah, Wachowskis are out there, man.
Don't shoot the messenger.
Yeah.
Don't abort the messenger.
I did a stunt on John Wick, and this is what I heard.
Yeah.
This is what they're making. Get mad at me.
We haven't seen John Wick 3, but this is all possibility of what it could entail.
Yep.
Can we say theme song?
Theme song.
I'm a lonely horse, got my pistol. I'm just trying to be somebody besides the lonely horseman. Got my gun at my side. I'm just trying to be a lonely horseman.
Hey, welcome
I know,
back to the podcast.
I know how to perform surgeries. Show me.
Wrangle. Oh, no, it's the agents.
You ain't a dad or a mom.
No, in the future, men give birth.
I'm inclusive.
Yeah.
Hey, I just wanted to say today's podcast is a special episode. Kevin came in here today with this kind of wacky idea, but I actually thought it sounded cool. In honor of John Wick 3, because there's a lot of, like, you know, they do the cool one take, like, action and stuff. Kevin said, let's do today's podcast as what they call in Hollywood as a oneer, where
a oneser and dunzer.
All one take, one camera, no cuts. So you're going to see the camera real dynamic, and it's all one take. We didn't, like, turn it off and, like, take a piss and come back. No, it's one take.
Flowed.
So Kevin's kind of in this like Hollywood kung fu mindset.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We'll see how it goes.
This is all Kevin's idea.
But if
so
it
if
doesn't
like
work, it's on him.
We're
on
doing this that Mexican director style, Alfonso Cabron.
Yeah.
Whatever.
yeah.
His
yeah,
style. Cabron. Onezer and Dunzer.
Yeah. Onezer and Dunzer. His new movie, I think he's working on after Roma came out.
Yeah. Alonzo Cabron.
Onezer and Dunzer by Alonzer. It's kind of like the new thing, so that's neat. Anyways,
welcome everybody to the Mega 64 podcast.
Welcome everybody.
On a Monday.
We are doing this on a Monday.
Big Monday. We couldn't not do it because this was such a prominent week for Mega 64.
Yes.
It would be stupid of us to not check in with the fans.
Yeah.
And let you guys know what's going on in our life.
Yeah.
Video games, movies, YouTube videos, television shows, huge week for pop culture, and we're at the epicenter of it all. We're the eye of the storm.
Yeah, definitely.
We kicked off, we should call this like Super Week.
Media Blitz.
You know, with our massive video.
Yeah.
Metal Gear Solid in 5 minutes.
It's finally out. This video that we alluded to and talked about, oh, we're working on something, it's going to come out, it's going to come out. It's out. Metal Gear Solid in 5 minutes. But,
you know, and I'm kind of pissed off. Not anything to do with the video, honestly. I'm pissed off at this fucking other YouTuber who couldn't stand the idea of the limelight being on us. Yeah. Oh, everybody's talking about Mega 64.
Yep.
This motherfucker, Pro Jared.
Jealousy.
You know, the jealous beast. Couldn't let us have the limelight. Goes and does this fucking publicity stunt.
Yeah.
And Mega 64 is trending on Twitter. Not anymore.
Yeah, and let me say on record, I did not think his skit was that funny.
No, it's a weird stunt.
I liked his playthrough of
it's ballsy.
Metal Gear Rising better.
Oh, dude, he only gave that a 4.
I know, but it was funny.
This guy wants to rub it in our faces that he banged a chick when none of us have. You know what, Pro Jared? Sorry, I was too busy sweeting Metal Gear. Okay.
Yeah.
You made your choices. I made mine.
We're too busy reenacting Metal Gear for sex.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
So sorry.
Sorry. You got chicks left and right. A little bit over here. A little bit over there. Come and get it. I'm Pro Jared. I'm so sexy. I'm just the ugly dude, Sweden Metal Gear.
Just you know, you're pretty hot in that Solid Snake costume, though.
I agree with that. Thank I actually
you.
Do.
You
think
go up a couple notches.
He
Thank
won't
you.
Say that about himself, so I'll
I
say
was
it.
Hot.
He looked good in the Metal Gear outfit. Sometimes when we do a video, we do find ourselves in a lot of different weird outfits, and every now and then I see one where I go, you know, I know we're going for a character or a bit, but you look good, or you know. I've said this before. I rarely think I look good. I don't want to see videos or pictures of myself typically, even though I know that's what I do for a living. But when I was dressed up for the BioShock Infinite video, I actually was like, you know, I know this is a getup, but I feel good in this outfit. Like, you know what I mean? It was like, however it was made, I actually liked how I looked in it. I thought Derek looked good in the Solid Snake outfit.
Thank you.
I thought that was a good look for
powerful.
Me.
Thank you.
I will say this. Unlike Sean, which I'm the opposite of, I do think Derek looks a little better with a beard. I will say that. Mm-hmm. So I wish he would have had it.
I looked almost as good as Pro Jared sweeting Sailor Moon. And I can't wait to see that video.
Hey, you can't say it, but I'll say it. You look better.
Thank you. I actually knew going into this video that there was going to be a torture rack scene. I was having my shirt off.
Yeah.
I worked out so hard for 9 weeks Regimental diet, running 2 miles a day.
Oh, hell yeah.
Lifting weights. I wish I would be more swole in the video. I watched it. I was like, I worked fucking hard for 2.5 fucking months, and you can't even see my abs, but...
I thought you looked good.
Thank you.
I thought it paid... Hey, we...
No, and since then, I've gained all the weight back.
No, you didn't keep on?
It was my plan to, but I slipped up. You saw the day after we were filming, yeah. I was like, I'm getting the pizza.
Not only that, it was the second after we wrapped, yeah. And all of a sudden, I smell Papa John's coming from your office, like, what's that smell? Yeah, Derek's just going for it.
You restricted, though, yourself. You had none for those 2 months.
Yeah, I was on a... I was on a bulk phase, and then the cut phase, and then the pizza phase.
That's right after.
I'm still going through it.
It was minutes within finishing. We said cut.
Yeah.
Are we all done? Yeah. Okay. I'm going to take off for a little bit, but I'll be back. Okay. And then 10 minutes later, I smell Papa John's.
Large meat lover's pizza. Papa John's was the closest pizza place.
And Derek was like, there's extra slices on the front desk if anybody wants it. It's like...
Hell yeah.
I've never seen a pizza get acquired.
I'm going to get back into shape for summertime, though. I've decided, you know, party's over. It's time to get back to work.
You know,
Abripper X running.
Watching the video and then seeing Garrett without his tattoos was weird.
Yeah.
But there was a part when you're outside, and I was looking at him like, Garrett, you're fucking ripped.
Like, yeah, well, Garrett works out.
I got a lot
too,
of comments
right?
from you guys that week.
Yeah. I mean, I think the tattoos, like, I've seen you shirtless. Many times, but I think the tattoos
now
could distract the eye from the muscles, but now when there's no tattoos, it's just muscles.
Sean likes a clean canvas is what he's telling me here.
I'll paint that myself.
You know, it
ice
was...
Ice cream paint job.
It was really fun to play Liquid, but then I was thinking what you were too, Derek. I was like, damn, I got to make sure I maybe tone up a bit before we fucking go, because, every scene, I'm shirtless, or at least like the trench coat's wide open, but... Mm-hmm. No, thank you for your compliments.
See, I was happy with my results. My arms looked really big, I realized. I was watching. I was like, dang, dude. Mm-hmm.
That's what you don't notice. You can't see the arms.
I'll toot my horn all day. I got swole.
Too close to your eyes.
See, it's funny. Yeah, you guys were going through that. We were trying, honestly, to get this video done by PAX East, which was at the end of March, early April. That's what we were trying to do, but it just kept getting... There were so many other little details that still needed to be done. But... we were about to leave for PAX. We were going to be in Boston for a week. And it was like, well, let's at least shoot everything by the time we get back. And I remember Derek was like, well, is the video going to be done before PAX East? And it's like, well, I don't think it can be because we still have to do this. And so Derek was like, well, let's do the torture stuff after PAX East. Yeah. So I can just exercise that whole week because Derek had to stay behind this year.
Have another week to work out.
Yeah. And, to work out. And Garrett was concerned about looking really good for the video. I was in Boston that whole week just eating fucking lobster rolls. Like, oh, I'm so good. We're doing an Elgar video? Okay. But I had to just be, what was the character's name? President Baker?
Baker, yeah.
Is that who I was?
Yeah.
So I was allowed to be fat as hell, and I worked on that too. So I just want to say, I put in the work too on the other end of the spectrum. Had lots of bread, lots of just sugar, and it ruled. So hopefully everyone appreciated the weight gain. I kind of worked the hardest of anyone in the video, really.
Good job.
Dude, it was hard work.
You know, so that worked out. I went bald for the... No. I really enjoyed working on this video because it's Metal Gear. Well, let's just back up and say this style of video was... obviously we started doing with our Dragon Ball videos. With we did the Frieza saga in 5 minutes. And... That was such a fun experience. We'd never done a video like that, and it was such a huge hit, and I had such a good time doing it. We did the Cell Saga. It made sense, but I think we really wanted to, you know, it's like Dragon Ball is a blast to do stuff for that, but I think we really wanted to plant our feet in the video game world because that's really where, you know what I mean?
That's where we live.
That's
yeah.
where we have resided, and honestly, like, Metal Gear has been such a big part of our, Mega 64 started with a few videos, and one of those was Metal Gear. And so we've always been so close to that, and getting to do that, I mean, there was no better story to tap into than from a video game than that. So we, so I think it was a lot of fun and really great. And what I think the strength of that video is, in addition to, you guys made such great stuff for it. This is really kind of the first project that Garrett has worked on now that he's been here more full time.
Yeah.
We've never had that before. So Garrett really, the past couple months, was just making props for that all day long, every day. Which, now you see what happens when you have Garrett here more often. You get a full-size fucking Metal Gear in your studio. I walk in, and it's like, oh my God, it's life-size. We're not doing a perspective thing? Like, this is... It was that big!
That was a big question mark for a long time, and I'm glad that you guys seemed impressed, like, when the actual scale of it was done.
Yeah, well,
yeah, keep going.
I built a lot of it. Sean, we put it in our kind of tool room is where we work out of.
Right.
And we built most of the parts out there, and then it wasn't until we kind of, like, brought out here and hung it and was like, hey, what do you think? And the reactions were just fucking great. So I was like, oh, all right, all right.
Well, we did get the comment production value too high. So if anything, you may have done too good of a job, and it hurt the overall suited look. You know? I think people like it a little more when it's shitty.
It's just cardboard. How do you get a high production value out of cardboard?
It looked like metal.
It was, made from paint. TV boxes and like paper towel tubes. But it really did look that good. And, what I was going to say was, in addition to that incredible work, and Sean did a lot of great work too. By the way, Sean was making a joke about the beard thing, but I feel like that lingered without me giving a payoff to the joke.
Oh.
It sounds like I hate his beard. I've come to terms
Luckily,
with it.
Luckily, it's
back. I tolerate it, so there you go.
We all had to shave for that video.
We did.
And it sucked.
Yeah. There was a podcast where we were all barefaced, and people were like, what just happened? But what I was going to say was, really, I think, all last year was us kind of set. It took a really long time. Anything we really put our minds to here ends up taking a while. And I think moving into this new studio took a lot of last year and getting things right. But to me, this is the video that showed finally where we've utilized our studio in ways that benefit videos.
Mm-hmm.
Because almost all of this video was utilizing different parts of our studio.
Yeah, like 90% of it was shot
in here. Yeah. Really, just about all of it, except like the end.
Or like the pool in the beginning.
Yeah, but everything else was built or put here, and we had control over all of it, which is awesome. I love doing the Dragon Ball videos, but when you're there, you're in 100-degree weather in the middle of a park, you know, and that's fine for that video, but it was really cool here being all within our studio, being in control of every part. We could get it just right, you know. But as Derek said, we did get criticism that I never, ever, ever thought we would get, which was specifically, I don't know about this. The production value is too high. Like, I never thought we would hear those words.
Dude,
like,
it's in 4K.
Like, I'm not sure the production. We shot it in 4K on a brand new camera and all that stuff. Production value was too high. To me, where a video is at its best is when it's midway between homemade and looking really, you know, like finding that, having our aesthetic, but taking it to the next level in terms of like making it shot really cool.
Yeah, there's definitely like there's a look of Mega 64, like speaking to the versions. Mm-hmm. And the suited style of our videos is kind of similar to that. So we maintained that Mega 64 look overall because it's, you know, it's main channel video.
I think that once there is a behind the scenes video for this out, people will be way more impressed with the original video. Because I think that, like, you forget a lot of it. It's like there's no computers being used at all. And, like, even the shots of, like, the codec.
Like, oh, yeah, the codec screen.
Like, that was practical, and I'm behind it with a thing making the lines go up. Like, that's all.
Yeah, volume indicator.
We're doing all this, but, like, you watch the video, and you don't think about that. Or, like, you know, like, we put this, like, I don't know. When you make a video like this, you put the smallest detail in. Like, the number on the codec changes depending on who is supposed to be called. Like, no one's going to notice that. But, like, we went to every effort we possibly could to make it as accurate as possible.
Yeah.
I think that I saw those comments, too, and I don't think anybody missed or didn't appreciate any of that stuff. Sorry, my phone is blowing up. Let me mute this here.
You don't think they
– I don't think anybody didn't realize that stuff. I just think the comment was – and I could see this too. Sometimes it's funnier when you don't try so hard. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I think that was where those comments are coming from.
Sure.
Sometimes just kind of whip it out and you go like, yeah, we'll just spray paint Goku's hair gold. That's how he goes Super Saiyan.
Yeah.
That's funnier than meticulously handcrafting.
Absolutely. Oh, I totally
think that's,
get that.
You know, it does get a point where it's like, oh shit, these guys are like actually just, it seems like there's a really big production value
sure.
to this. Not like you spent a lot of money, but the production sure. value is super high.
Sure.
You know, and this is a whole that, philosophy yeah. I think, Rocco, you can subscribe to too. Sometimes it's funnier when it's a little bit crappier.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, when you just kind of wing it out and don't give a fuck.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think, I just think due to the nature of Metal Gear, it was a little more technical in terms of like gear. You know what I mean? Like this is all gear that exists, so we just, you know, put it together.
Yeah.
As opposed to Dragon Ball, it's all so cartoony and fictional, you can't help but have it be fucking stupid. You know what I mean? Like it lends itself to that a little bit more. So I could see people preferring one over the other.
Yeah,
but
it had more of a real world look too, because like all the costume stuff
yeah.
was like practically my entire airsoft arsenal. Yeah, yeah. I just brought in all my pistol belts and chest harnesses and rig. Yeah. Like we put all that together, whereas like Sean, you made most all of the stuff for Dragon Ball out of like real world items that were recognizable.
Right.
Mine were like real world items that are a real holster.
Yeah, you know? And we even had the conversation like, do we make all these guns out of like cardboard and PVC pipe, or do yeah. we just have use the actual guns?
And we found like a happy medium where it's right. like, look, we have the actual model guns, but let's make the silencer a paper towel tube. Something
right.
on it will yeah. be recognizable as the item.
Yeah, but as a fan of the game, I thought the vibe was captured really well. I mean, you know, Derek was kind of responsible for really most. Just about all of like the lighting and staging of certain shots. And you know, I was behind the camera on a lot of it, but so was he. And, but he was the one who really like composed all that stuff. And I thought every scene captured the vibe of the game really well. So,
Comments about that too.
Yeah. I was on the camera only for the parts where I got hit by paintings flying off the wall. That was mostly, that was a lot of fun. I had so much fun filming that Psycho Mantis part. That was like one of my favorite scenes to film because I always love when those videos, if there's just a ton of chaos. And it's so funny because in every Sweeted video we've done, there's like always there's running gags that we honestly don't even talk about.
Like what?
Like, you know, the Dragon Ball ones, we always include, want to see me turn into a Super Saiyan?
Oh, yeah.
That, whatever. That came back in this video. It was, you know, with Ocelot's line. And certain things like that, there's a, you know, certain sound effect, like the whoosh has been in each one. We don't even talk about that. It just instinctively goes in.
Yeah.
But the one thing that that has happened. I lost my train of thought.
Oh,
I can't remember.
I know where you're going.
I think I know where you're going to.
With the paintings and everything flying around.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. Is in every one of these Sweeted videos, there's the same moment where someone gets hurt and it isn't totally planned.
By like, an object
and
flying.
And we have not planned that. It's the Frieza saga had me getting hit. I got hit with the Frisbees. Like, oh, fuck. And it really hurt. Derek got hit with the giant ball, which it was planned we were going to shoot him, but
not that hard.
Yeah, the way
it was a surprise to you
was
too.
Kind of surprising. But the Psycho Mantis scene in this one, when I got hit with the painting, it was like, wow, we had another one of those moments where I just got fucking beamed by one of these things.
So okay, anyway, and
that was funny.
I have, you know, everybody at home. There's one thing on everybody's mind that you're wondering about this video. Did Kevin piss his pants? Well, I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to have to watch the behind the scenes video
shit.
For the answer to that one.
You'll find out, baby.
That's all I got to say about that.
Some people are going to be happy. That's all I'm going to say.
That's all. Yeah. Just tease it.
God damn it. But I want to know now.
Hopefully,
you know,
R. Kelly's watching.
Go ahead.
Behind the scenes video, is there a lot of footage we got of that Psycho Mantis office?
I think. I haven't watched
that. That was my most, I was the most worried having to swing shit around because I always fuck up your cameras.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And a couple times you're like, yeah, get it closer. Yeah, right by. You know, get it right by the lens. And it's like,
Yeah. But okay. It was worth it. But it was so funny because this is really. We still have, like I said, we have a relatively new camera. We shot a couple videos with it now, but it's still pretty new. We haven't used it that much.
Yeah.
and it got hit really hard. Well, it was like, cool, oh, finally this awesome 4K cinema camera. Oh, fuck! You know, it was kind of, we had a brand, I think that was the first day we used a brand new lens. And it got hit very hard. So, anyway. But everything's fine. It's meant to, that stuff's meant to take a beating. It's just like when you see new parents and they drop their baby for the first time and they're all, oh, babies are resilient. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they can take it.
They build those things to last, just like a camera.
One of my babies got put into a fan.
No. Really? Lifted? Yeah. Like hoisted?
Oh, oh. I'm not going to say who did it because I don't want the person to feel bad. But yeah. They're like, look at you. Boom, boom.
Into the fan blade.
But they were
into
fine,
the fan,
right?
Fan.
Right? You would know better. Kids are pretty resilient, right?
She was fine. The person who did it was not. Because you feel terrible.
Yeah. Oh, that would haunt me. That would haunt me forever.
Yeah.
That would haunt me.
So there were bump. There were more than one blade impact. It was like bump, bump, bump.
And it was, I think it was two.
Two.
Oh, you're too high.
You know,
pull the baby down. Why?
As a parent, I can't. I'm not mad at the person. I'm just like, well, give her back. I'll take care of her.
Yeah.
Did it induce crying?
Yeah.
Oh no.
Of course.
The baby was oddly silent.
I said this years ago, but when I went to Disneyland once, where I more than once in one day saw someone pick their kid up over their shoulder and it went over their shoulder.
No,
like fell onto the ground.
No,
two times.
I've never done that.
Yeah, like two times I saw that. Well, I'm sorry. One time was the like over the shoulder, and another was like the kid just fell. It was a random, like they dropped their kid.
Do you?
But kids are resilient. Like, yeah, that didn't injure them, I don't think.
Well, do you remember, or did you ever have your parents toss you into the air when you were a kid?
Yeah, I
did
that
to my kids all the time.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Oh. I loved it. I have vivid memories of that. I was like, I wish some big person could just toss me in the air now that I'm an adult.
We had family pictures recently, and Sawyer always wanted to do it. So I'm like, let's have it for a picture. So I threw her up there, and I got the picture back, and I was like, holy shit, she's high. Like, even when you're the person catching, she, you know.
2 weeks later, still in the sky.
I launched that kid. She was gone.
Caught air.
Somebody's saying jump on the trampoline. That's not the same thing. Yeah. Optimus 9.
Delmar Fair. Just ride that ball, slingshot.
That's not the same thing. You're locked in. You need the freedom of, you know, flying.
Yeah, I never had anything like that. I mean,
or maybe you just don't remember.
I got thrown into the pool from long distances.
Yeah, my dad used to always
would do that thing where they launch you with their feet. My grandpa and my dad used to do that to me and like all my cousins when we were little.
Oh,
and
yeah, I like that. My cousin used to do that to me.
15 feet in the air.
I remember being really little. My dad laying his back on a stand on his hands, and he would like lift me up and down and then just throw me up. Good times. It's good. Anyways, another game.
Now we're just reminiscing.
Now, yeah. Talk about dad. It's Mother's Day, guys, not Dad's Day.
There's so much I could say about, going back to the Metal Gear video, there's so much I could say, but I don't know. Like I said, we have a behind-the-scenes video coming probably later this week, probably. Is there anything else?
We want to save some for that.
Yeah, I want to save it.
But I got, the only thing I wanted to say was, you know, I thought the video would get a million views. And I'm not saying it won't get a million views, but I thought it would be like fucking spaceship mode.
Skyrocket.
And it wasn't. It didn't perform. I mean, I think right now it has like 159,000 views, which after a week of being out, I'm like, it didn't even crack 200K. Come on. But
it's got more now. It definitely has more now.
Well, I checked it last night. That's where it was. It was under 160. I don't think it got 100, or I don't think it got 40,000 since last night. Mm-hmm. It was averaging about 30,000 a day. Mm-hmm. But really, it was like 40,000 the first 3 days, and then probably 20,000 every day, and then maybe 10K since then. So it was kind of this moment of just like, fuck, I thought this would do better. But then I thought about it, and, you know, it can't just all be about the views. I think this video actually made me...
We're making art.
After 16 years of doing Mega 64, I just realized, finally, it ain't about the views.
Yes.
It's about, because I was still, it doesn't take away my pride in making this video. I just wish more people would see it. But it doesn't make the video any less good. It's still like, I said last week before it came out, this is the best video we've ever made. And I still feel like it's the best video we've ever made. It's not the best performing video we've ever done, but yeah, you know, that's all. I've just been like thinking about that a lot over this week. Just like, you know, you create cool stuff. And then there's other people that create bullshit stuff, and their stuff skyrockets in views. It goes up, you know.
I've just been thinking, like, there's all these other YouTube channels out there that are so much more popular than us, and I honestly feel like we make better videos than them. We're better creators than them. We're real talk better than those guys, or at least just as good.
And better.
Yeah, I'm going to go with better, but at the very least, we're just as good as fucking Rooster Teeth guys. And
see, I don't even know. You don't need to throw names. We don't even need to compare ourselves.
Hey, anytime I can kick Rooster Teeth, I'm gonna capitalize on it.
I just don't think you ever want to compare yourself to anyone else. Just keep doing what you guys do, and the fucking views will come. This thing's going to get another huge boost when that Metal Gear Solid movie ever gets made, because people will search for this.
Yeah, I kind of went into this feeling like it. I mean, not that I didn't think it would do well, but I went into this. The thing is like, if we wanted a billion views, we could have worked on the Majin Buu saga in 5 minutes. We could have done that.
Sure.
And Dragon Ball is the gift that keeps on giving. Like, Dragon Ball is always this thing that's on fire. So we could have done that. But to me, it was important to do something in the world of video games and show that, you know, it's not just, you know, we found this anime thing and it works really well for us, but I feel like that's not what it's all about, is like doing the thing that gets you views. It's like, what's something that actually, you know, connects to your audience in a meaningful way. And Metal Gear is something, again, that has been such a presence in our lives and in Mega 64 and just whatever, that I think it was great that we did it. And the feedback that I got was, or that I read, was just unbelievable. The stuff that I've never heard on any video we've done before. I was really blown away by that.
Cool.
And I knew it wasn't going to get the views that a Dragon Ball video did. But I will say this. The YouTube algorithm shit is against us. What else is new? That's never been a question as far as I'm concerned. The only thing that I have any complaint about is it's inconceivable to me that almost none of the American like video game websites wrote about it. Like, none of the blogs that I read about video games posted it, and it blows my mind because I'm checking them all and it's like, this guy's upset about these skins in Overwatch. This guy's, yeah. These people are upset because they don't like how the VR is on the Switch. It's all just kind of negative. Like, who's upset? And it's like,
who's in trouble?
You're not
who's
posting,
upset?
I'm proud of this video and I think it's really cool. None of these sites posted it. Meanwhile, in Japan, like, every big game blog posted it.
Oh, tight.
Yeah. So I'm super stoked. It's just that whole business is foreign to me, and I don't read those sites like I used to. I don't really recognize them
but
anymore.
But maybe that's why.
Yeah. I'm super stoked, too. Yeah. I'm just saying, on a personal level, just to be honest, I thought this video was going to be through the roof. And when it wasn't, you know, like you, I didn't really check those websites, but I went on to like Reddit Gaming. Like, Reddit Gaming's got to love what we're doing here. And it was like, we're number 30. Number 5 is, check out this girl who cosplayed as Lucario. And then number 9 is like, check out this girl that cosplayed as this Fortnite character. And I'm like, you fucking posting girls cosplaying?
That's what all the video game sites that I checked were doing. It was all like, wow, look at this. Someone did a gender swap on this costume.
Yeah.
Isn't it hot?
And it wasn't like, I didn't sit there and be like, this means we suck. But it was just this moment of like, I'm just going to have to accept the world we live in and just realize that, you know, other stuff will go up in popularity. You know, just kind of accept it was like a we ain't shit moment. Like, you know, I'm true to myself and I believe in myself. And I do think we're one of the best video creators ever. on YouTube, frankly, not to come off as arrogant, but I think that.
Fuck it.
No, I like that positivity.
I think that, but it's this moment of like, but nobody knows it.
Or yeah,
nobody realizes. It's that Michael Jackson moment in Captain EO. We're the best, but everybody thinks we're the worst.
Yeah,
you know, I just had that moment.
Bad time to quote that. But
why? He's dead.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That's he's dead. Well, if you're dead, it's okay.
No, but yeah. But I don't want it to sound like you know. We always like to deliver some candid, real thoughts to you guys watching this. So please don't take this as, You guys didn't watch it enough.
No, these guys all watched it.
Hey, oh yeah,
you guys made my fucking year. The stuff that you guys said about that video and whatever. So please don't take it as like, oh, this was not a victory. This was like a victory beyond my wildest expectations. But we always like to deliver a degree of candidness when we're like feeling something about, you know, a certain thing or whatever. So I couldn't be more stoked with like. Again, like what the feedback that I got was unbelievable. I couldn't believe I had a feeling people were going to like it, but I could not imagine that I couldn't foresee what happened with the amount of people telling me that this was their favorite thing we ever made. Like, oh my God, I didn't expect that at all. So that was
really cool. Yeah. I mean, I hope I'm not coming across wrong. Look, feedback was overwhelmingly positive.
Yeah.
I know everybody watching this podcast watched the video 10 times.
Well, here's the thing. When we make this video, like, months and months and months were spent on this video, and we made it for you. Like, we made it for our fans. Like, everything else I feel like is like, that's like, if cool, if it gets posted about on IGN, cool, but like, I make it for the people who come here to support me every week. And so I'm really glad that everyone who watches this was into it. So yeah, I'm down. I'm stoked. Like, I personally am stoked. Too. And it was worth every second of work we put into it.
Yeah, because we'll be hearing about that forever. Like, I'm utterly blown away by, seriously, how I'm repeating myself, but the stuff that people said, like, to me was like,
Dragon
unreal.
Ball was number one on Reddit for a while after we released that. That's great. That's cool. But I didn't make the video for that to happen. That was a nice bonus, but that's not, I made it for everyone. So whatever.
Yeah.
Like, this is fine.
The bonuses are yet to come.
And
there we go. This one.
I'm a number one hunter. My scope is on number one. If we don't get it,
number one stunner.
I'm pissed off. Dragon Ball peaked number one on Reddit videos. This one peaked number four.
But
not good enough.
But also, let's be real too.
We got to step it up.
Really real too. Metal Gear is like dead.
Let's get real. Yeah, I like keeping it real. But, I like keeping it 100.
It's not hot right now for sure. Really solid, like, is not.
But I wish that were not the case. I'm happy Kojima's doing his original thing now.
You know, in 4 years, this is another thing I realized. In my waves of depression and elation going through this video, at one point it occurred to me, we're 4 years away from our 20-year anniversary of doing Mega 64.
Yeah.
And that was like an existential crisis moment. In 4 years, we're going to have 20 years of Mega 64.
Yeah.
That's all. That's just nuts. Sit with that. Yeah. Wow.
Well,
one of these days, we're going to figure out how to make a good video.
Make everyone happy.
I was gonna say too, you know, I always hear about, I'm not belittling anybody else at all, but other than saying we're the best YouTube video makers or whatever that was, which I do agree, everyone else is shit compared to our vids.
True.
That's nothing new. I was gonna say, doing it that long, I know a lot of people, or people in the YouTube space or whatever, that experience and talk a lot about burnout, about like YouTube burnout. Like, what do you do? And you are working in that space for so long and you have to please the people and you know what I mean? And all that stuff. And man, I don't have that at all. There are days of burnout, like on this video, even at the very end, I wanted it out by like the Monday that it came out. And I was like, I like stayed up overnight one night just to like, no, I got to get all the sound effects in here. I got to do it, you know? And I was going crazy. I was burnt out that night, but then I went to sleep and I woke up and then I was fine.
Yeah.
But on a general sense, man, I think we're very lucky. I mean, I can't speak for you. Maybe you've had some feelings of that, but in speaking for myself, I still, even on the days that I'm frustrated or tired or just, oh God, you know, maybe there's a certain thing we're working on, I'm fed up with it, I still like love coming in. I'm still like not, I don't experience burnout in the sense of people talking about like when people can't do it anymore, you know, whatever. I still love it.
No, anyway. We're still going. You know, this time next year will be 17 years of Mega 64 because we kind of started it like May, June of 2003, like going into the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So we're about a year out from our 17th year anniversary, and I was 17 when we started.
Holy shit.
So next year, 1 year from now, I will officially have been doing Mega 64 for half of my life.
Oh my God.
Damn.
And that like blows my mind a little bit.
Yeah.
That I've dedicated half of my existence on Earth to creating shit for Mega 64.
Yeah.
And honestly, I remember back then specifically, I would talk about this with Sean all the time. We would be like, we're not going to be doing this when we're 24.
Yeah.
We're going to
yeah.
be so beyond. We're going to be fucking famous. We're going to have TV shows, movies. By the time we're 24, Mega 64 is going to be like, look at what we used to do. And here we are so far past 24, going on 16, 17 years of doing it, being like, one of these days we're going to get our break. We're gonna break through. I don't know where to go from here, but we'll keep going. We'll see where this roller coaster goes.
You also have to see, though, how much it has evolved since then. Like, you're looking at it from one perspective where you're going like, oh, yeah, someone will swoop in and, like, set me up with a whole different deal in life. But
no, that's not going to happen.
You don't want that.
No, but now that it's been years later, okay, yeah, we're still doing Mega 64, but it's in such a different place. We have a gigantic studio. We do a yearly event every year that hundreds and hundreds of people fly in from all over the world to go to. We're supported by strictly the people. We don't depend on some third party telling us what to do.
Taking a cut.
At any given moment, we can. I mean, that Metal Gear video, we did just because we wanted to do it. No one out there was like, guys, if you want to get paid, do the Metal Gear video. Like, really, we only did it because we wanted to do it, and we have an audience that supported us to make it happen. We're in such a, even though we're still doing Mega 64 in the sense of
that's what it's called.
In the sense of that's what it's called or whatever, yeah. But the setup is so different than how it used to be.
Sure. I have fantasized about, like, going back and showing, like, this is stupid, but, like, when we first started, like, I would love to, like, take young me to this studio and just give him a tour for a day. And just, like,
yeah,
check this shit out. Look what we were able to do. That's so fucking cool. And, like,
yeah,
look at our YouTube channel. Look at all the game, all this stuff. Like, look what we did.
Don't you think that would freak out young Sean?
Young Sean would be fucking amped. So
I would not believe that was old Sean if I was young Sean. I'd think that's, like, a crazy,
like,
person.
Who's this fucking weirdo?
Who's talking about time travel?
To be honest, too, and not to sound like I don't have any, like, Hollywood aspirations or anything like that. I'm not saying that at all. Or that I'm trying to, like, make lemonade out of lemons or anything like that. But genuinely, too, I do know people in our same space who did have that Hollywood moment where, like, Hollywood picked them up. Like, hey, here's your show. Here's this. Here's that. And it's like overnight, oh my God, like this overnight success. And all those people that I know personally a lot of them, are back at square one.
Yeah, that 15 minutes doesn't last.
It didn't work or it didn't, whatever. Yeah, that's not to say, if Hollywood knocks at our door, I'm saying no. That's not it. And I'd be down to tangle with any fucking situation that comes our way. But there isn't one definitive path to success or happiness or whatever. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's all I'm trying to say. And despite there are things I definitely confront every day where I'm like, I wish this was better. I wish that could have worked out better. Definitely. There are a lot of things I'm not happy with, but there's so many things that when I take a step back, I'm like, holy shit. If I told myself a decade ago this would be happening, I wouldn't believe it. Like,
well, so, you should never be complacent, Rocco. You gotta always want more and try harder.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
Let's keep doing it. Anyway, that was the Metal Gear video.
Yeah, yeah. A little brief synopsis.
You get the yin and yang. We get a little
existential.
You get the yin and yang of Mega 64 here.
Exactly. Yeah, I will say to take it back.
Lord to, ambitious one.
To take it back to a cool. a more technical level about that video. My balls went inside my stomach when we swam in the swimming pool.
Oh my God,
that's a technical feat,
so dude. That my nuts have not come back.
Garrett and I fucking lucked out, and we went to a thrift store on a whim, and like, let's see, let's see if they have a wetsuit for Derek. I doubt it, and they fucking had the perfect wetsuit for him to wear underneath his clothes.
Because Derek was prepared to take one for the team,
but this is winter in my dad's pool,
yeah,
with no heater.
And, like, shit that didn't fit him. Like, the goggles, you could see, are full of water as he swims over. Because, like, their kid, it's prop stuff. It wasn't really made to function.
But
he was going to take one for the team. And luckily, we got him that wetsuit.
Yeah. But Rocco was in the pool with him the entire time.
The
never
whole
got out,
time.
And nothing but his shorts, dude. He was just in there.
Yeah, I fucking
I put my hand in, I'm like, holy shit. And Rocco's just standing there for hours.
Was that okay for you, Derek? You had a wetsuit on. Did that help?
He had a technique.
No, I had fun. The wetsuit worked great.
Oh, okay. You got warmed up in the jacuzzi pre-pool, right?
I got in
right?
the jacuzzi, and then I got in the pool. I was having fun. You guys yeah, saw me. The only thing, it was hard to... The wetsuit was so buoyous, it was hard to dive yeah, with that yeah. thing on.
Yeah. I mean, that was probably... I was thinking, like, that's probably the best $9 we ever spent was that wetsuit. Like, we just saved Derek's life on that thing.
And I was impressed with his, like... He would start those shots. You would dive in to get enough depth to go under the camera. Yeah, and I was cool. like, I don't know if like he's going to be able to. I don't know if I could do this and all this
yeah.
gear and everything.
I didn't. Yeah, I thought that would be much more difficult. Well, I guess maybe it was difficult, but
just
it didn't
floated,
seem that way.
Just floated back up to the top.
It looked
yeah,
good.
That's my problem.
Cool.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. But anyway, like I said, there'll be a behind-the-scenes video later this week.
Anyways, like I was saying, Steven Spielberg was 28 when he made Jaws, so we're long overdue for our Hollywood blockbuster.
That's true. That is
I'm sticking to my... I don't give a fuck what anybody says. I'm not happy until I get my Jaws moment.
Yeah.
Baby. I really do... I'm really not... I hope none of what I said sounded like complacent or that, you know,
no.
I don't have those
I don't
aspirations.
Think that, no.
I definitely do. I have a lot of aspirations. But I will say Derek has a fire unlike anyone I know where, you know, I'm like very happy with something. I'm looking at the next thing, but I savor the moment too.
You
want to
know,
is fucking
this is
fire.
How my mind works. I do want to move on into doing like bigger. I'm not waiting for anybody to come and say like, hey, we're going to, here's your show. We're going to give it to you. I thought at one point in our life we'd get a big break. But now that I'm older, I think you make your own break. Nobody's going to give you, nobody's going to give us a break. At least we're going to have to make our own. So I see this path of like, we're going to have to accumulate so much success to where some movie studio is going to look at us and say like, we have to go with these guys because they're huge, you know?
Sure.
I think that, and you know, I've had a lot of discussions with other filmmakers of varying levels of success, and they basically say like, people will only fund your projects when they think they can make money off of you, and they think they can make money off of you when you have this huge audience. So I'm out here saying like, yeah, we need to make videos that get millions of views so we can unlock the doors to go to the next level. Mm. That's the only place I'm coming from. We do swing for the fences when we're making these videos,
sure.
You know? So when it performs less than I hope, I'm like, shit, man. Back to the drawing board, because as much as I do love making Mega 64 videos and being here and working on this and having the studio, this is definitely not the end goal.
Sure.
For me, you know, I feel like,
oh yeah,
we should have been making Game of Thrones. Fuck the guys
running. Oh, yeah.
D&D.
Well, fuck.
Put us in charge of this shit.
But let me just say.
But we have to prove ourselves first.
Yeah.
And it's all about these fucking YouTube
trial
views.
By fire.
But I will say that I'm going to talk about Derek as if he's not in the room for a minute.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
All right.
Derek has, we all have our own personalities. And Derek has always, since I've known him, since the moment I met him to right now, Derek's personality has never been, oh, we did this. This, right, what I'm doing, you've never seen Derek do.
You never
because
clean
Derek
your hands.
Derek never goes,
dirty hands.
I'm done. Yeah, Derek's hands are filthy.
Covered never in bloody.
Dusty as hell. No, but Derek has never showcased, like, I'm happy with this, I'm done. Derek is always going, we did this. Where's the bigger thing? Where is that? Why aren't we at that? Where are we doing? That's been since I know him. And I think some people see our show and they go, they see that attitude and they go, Derek's, he's not happy. He hates where he is because he's, you know, the classic Derek versus Rocco or Derek versus Sean, whatever debate. But it really, if you know him as long as I have, it's not that. It's really just, I work hard. I want to work hard on the next. Derek is never complacent doing the same thing twice. There are videos that have been huge where it's like, why don't we do a sequel to that? And Derek will be the first one to go, no, we did it. Like, why are we doing another one of those? You know what I mean? Like, what is this thing we're pandering to? He'll be the first to raise the suspicion about, are we repeating ourselves? Are we running this into the ground? Are we whatever? That is Derek's personality and has been forever. And here's the thing is, I have a lot of things I want to do. I have a lot of aspirations, whatever. This became a very therapeutic podcast talking about
it.
But anyway, I just want to say, I have a lot of aspirations. I have a lot of whatever. But my flaw as a person is I do like giving into those traditions and like, I want to play this character again. I want to be Ignacio 30 times because that was fun once, you know, and do that. And Derek is the one that is like, look at this and not that again. Yeah. You know, and I think there's a balance to both. I think all of us being in the same group is actually a great thing because sometimes I will bring something up and it's like, no, I think we should revisit that and that'll be really good. But not all the time. And Derek is the person that keeps that in check. And anyway, so
because I think that if Derek gets his Jaws movie, when he's done, he's going to want his Close Encounters movie. And then when that's done, he's going to want, like, you're always going to want you know, like, I want to do this now.
But it's not my movie. It's all, we're all on this ride together. We're all going.
But I know that it's all of us together. But you know what I'm saying, though? Like, once we get our Jaws, you're going to be like, well, now we got to do,
I don't think so. Well, yeah. Obviously, you want to keep going. You want to keep getting bigger and better. I don't want to be stagnant. You know what it is? I'll get real for a moment, and this is going to get dark, and I'll try to.
No, this is good.
I'll try to say this quickly so the podcast can recover from the depressing stuff I'm about to drop on everybody. Ooh. I had a bunch of people when I was young, close to me and my family, die suddenly. Like, boom, 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 like one after another. And so, like, starting at a very young age. And so, in going into my teenage years, I had this feeling of, like, could die at any moment. And I still feel that way sometimes. Mm-hmm. And it's my worst fear one day. Maybe I won't even necessarily die, but just to run out of time, you know, just to find that you're old and you had all these dreams of things you wanted to do. And you have this feeling of like, well, I can't do it now because my moment has passed. Or quite frankly, worst case scenario, you die suddenly and then you're just out of the game. So for me, it's like we don't have time to waste. We don't have time to just keep making YouTube videos forever. Like the clock is ticking. Are we going to go accomplish these huge dreams we've had since we were children? Or are we going to run out the clock? Or are we going to fall somewhere in the middle? And, you know, like desire is one thing. Like I really want to become successful. I want to become rich and famous. I realize we may not ever become rich and famous, but I would rather focus on just making cool things and making things we're proud of and climbing that ladder. Because, I do think it is my worst fear to wake up someday and be like, that's it. Game over. Like, our window is closed and we never got there. So,
And also we may never be rich and famous, but I'm not going to not try. Like, you know, I'm going to work every day to see if we can have that happen. If we can't, fine, but let's give it a fucking shot. I'm not going to sit down on my couch and not try.
All I'm saying is that's everything you just described. That's my motivation to do it. I'm always like the clock is fucking ticking. Like, let's go.
And I will say on my, not to keep talking about myself, but my own flaws as a human, but I definitely am guilty of being, I get too comfortable. Not in terms of like, I work hard. I'm not saying I don't work hard. I think I do work hard, but I can get, I'm a big fan of like savoring the moment and like, hey, we did this. Let's just take this in. Like, let's, you know, whatever, to a point that sometimes I take too long with that and I get complacent in those things. And so there are times when we're working that there is friction between me and Derek on a certain thing. And like,
because we fucking hate each other.
Yeah. Because
you can fucking tell has been
removed, but no, but there is. And I think like, why we have a good thing right now. Why is Derek trying to shake this up or that up? This is great. Why are you doing that? And it's like, well, I think that balance is good, even though there are moments where it's like, what the fuck, man? What is this? It's better to me to have those arguments and those moments of friction in order for both sides to kind of like get something out of it. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I don't know if that makes any sense, but I'm glad to have those kinds of like checks and balances almost among each other where no one side is kind of, you know, I don't know.
Even when we were looking for this studio, I remember it was years of me saying to you guys, like, we need to get a different studio. We've outgrown the old one. And we would get into huge fights.
I was fine at the old one.
We would get into huge fights, and I'd be like, we have fucking shirts all over the floor here. It's taking over our sets. We've run out of space. And I would get mad because, and this is my flaw, sometimes I think maybe I push too hard. Because we checked out a bunch of spots, and there were a lot where I was like, this is the spot we're moving into. And you guys would be like, no, we're not. And I would just get pissed off. Be like, why the fuck not?
Yeah.
But we kept looking, and then we found this place, and eventually it all worked out. Yeah. So it was all for the best.
And I was going to say, specifically when we moved into this new studio, specifically, I think we argued about something, or I don't know what it was, but you were gone, and Derek. And I remember specifically talking with Sean. I remember specifically saying, you know, sometimes Derek drags us. This is real. This is what I said. Sometimes Derek drags us into shit, kind of kicking and screaming. And a lot of times that sucks, but we would not be in this new studio if he didn't do that. Do you know what I mean? It was like I remember being in this new place and how fucking rad it was. And I was like, if it was left to me, we would never have moved. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
we would have stayed in that fucking old car garage that we were in before. Yeah. Because it worked.
Roll up door.
No, and that's my thing is like, no, hey, because I'm very like work with what we got. That's good. What's wrong? We're working. We're coming into work every day. What's the big deal? And Derek dragged us kicking and screaming into finding a new studio. But I was like, hey, but if it wasn't that for that, I would not have been looking for that place. And we wouldn't have not have moved there
that,
on my behalf.
That place... I've been thinking about this. That was like that place is like equivalent to a bad relationship where it's like, I didn't realize how fucking bad it was until I escaped it. And it was like, that was giving me nothing but grief. It was shitty in every single turn. And thank God we broke up and now I am free and in my new, relationship. Cause that was the fucking heat and the noise and it just sucked. It just sucks.
It really did. We really shouldn't have been there as long as
we
were.
No, but I was in love for so long, and then I just
I mean. I think I was a force in that. I think I was a force in us not moving.
Yeah, it was your fault.
Because No. In all honesty, I come in every day with this attitude of like, this is great. This is working. I'm positive. This is great. Why change this? I really do. I do bring that a lot. I do bring the why change this attitude a lot, and Derek is the one that's always like, let's keep doing this. Why are we, why be comfortable? And I'm like, I'm comfortable. I love what I do. I'm comfortable, And Derek threatens that. And I don't mean that in a bad way. Does that make sense? I hope that's
totally
not like offensive to,
I'm offended.
anytime, I feel like it's always touchy anytime you make a statement on someone's character, even if it's good or bad, I always feel weird. You know what I mean? But that's
I know who I am.
Yeah.
You can say whatever you want.
And I know who I am too.
I would be happy if you said something about me I never thought of, but you haven't.
Okay, you
no surprises.
Well,
here.
I told you had dusty hands. You didn't know that.
that is true.
I will say this though. Someone in the chat said it, and it couldn't be truer. Rocco is Goku, Derek is Vegeta. And that's very true. Vegeta, he's royalty. Okay, he's strong. But who is stronger and dumber? But who does everyone talk about when the movie's over? They go, how sick was it that Vegeta did that thing? Yeah, so, okay.
And all the girls
everyone's
want to fuck Vegeta,
and everyone's
dude.
Tired of Goku. Sean is like Chaozu. Beat me to it.
I fucking knew it. Sean is like Dragon Ball, and I knew it.
Sean is like Chaozu. We're like, let's come up with a plan. Wait, where's Chaozu? He's already run off to suicide, blow himself up. No one asked him to do that.
That sounds exactly like me. Yeah, he's dead.
He did it.
Well, he was pointless anyway, so what does it matter?
I didn't want to say it.
I'll say it for you.
Yep.
No,
well, we talked an hour and a half
on Metal Gear.
We didn't talk about video games or Game of Thrones or anything like that.
We talked about a lot.
We did talk about a lot. I feel good about it.
We didn't even. Did we start at noon?
No, it was like 12:38.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. Yeah. So we're not quite an hour.
No. I'm not saying
we do have some time.
I'm not saying we have to end it. I'm just saying that we did talk a lot about.
About the nature of creativity.
About us, yeah.
And feelings and expectation and versus reality.
You know, a few years ago when I was really gunning for a million subscribers, I have since given up on that dream.
Never give
just
up.
Just want to let everybody know I'm no longer obsessed with it. I had a plan at the time. I thought version 4 was going to come out.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Mm.
I thought that was going to come out and we were going to put it on YouTube and it was going to
push a million,
blow up, and people were gonna pass it around and be so excited for, wow, this whole movie's on YouTube, and that was gonna be our secret weapon to getting to a million. Maybe that'll still happen when it comes out.
Still working on it.
Hey, we filmed a thing for it last week.
Still working on it.
Believe it or not.
But I was saying at the time, if you go back and watch the tapes, I was saying, by this summer, we're going to have a million views. It's happening. Don't ask me how I know, but I know.
That's what you...
That was my plan.
Got it.
See, I don't just say stuff with no plan. The plan got derailed, so, you know, shit happens.
Someone in the chat says if version 4 comes out, I will subscribe. Okay, so there's one.
We got one.
Hey, guys, we're going to pause the conversation for just a moment because we want to remind you that this show is supported by wonderful viewers like you, and you can do so at shop.mega64.com, where we have some of the best gear, the best items, relics, mercantiles. That's right. Shop.mega64.com. Just this last Friday, we put up the Rider sweatshirt, our gorgeous purple soft sweatshirt, and the Voltage scarf, which matches it, as well as the Studio shirt, which is a great, awesome shirt design. I think you're really going to enjoy it. But all those items and way more are available at shop.mega64.com. Also, be sure to check out patreon.com/mega64, where we put up a brand new friend dimension, kind of a weird one this week.
What game was it?
Sean and I played MLB The Show.
Oh, that's right.
Nice.
So if you're a sports nut, you'll love it. If you're not, well, I'm not either, so maybe you'll identify with me. But if you're not feeling that, there's plenty of other content, too. There's going to be some behind-the-scenes stuff coming very soon. So you always want to check that
out. Let me give a plug for the Patreon, too.
Yes.
I'm good at this.
Hmm.
For just $1 a month, you get early access to so many videos put out by Mega64 that puts you on the cutting edge of what's happening in the world of comedy, YouTube, and video games. Elevate yourself above all of your friends for just $1. Can't be beat. Yeah. Patreon.com/mega64.
There you go. Okay, back to our show. But speaking of numbers, Iron Man numbers. I heard
we doing it.
Hey, I wanted to talk about. This is not related to us. Is that okay? Can I bring up?
Sure.
Yeah.
I know we have not over the last few weeks, we have not talked at all really on here about Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
did want to bring it up.
Ever.
I did want to talk about it today.
Okay.
You're a fan now.
For a while, Rocco, we were, I felt like,
not allowed to talk about it because Rocco didn't like the show.
That way?
Yeah, he made fun of us every time we tried to talk
about it. Every time, hey, I'm really into Game of Thrones. Cut to Rocco, fucking hate this bullshit show. Show sucks.
I didn't say that.
Rocco, you did say that.
Off. I didn't say
every
that.
Time,
yeah, I watched one episode of this bullshit show. Yeah, they fuck each other. I get it.
When Rocco doesn't like something and you do like that thing, he makes you feel so fucking...
No, come on.
You need to look in the mirror, bro.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
And now he binged watch it. Now he's super
fan. Now he wants to talk about it.
Yeah, I think we should talk about Game of Thrones. I bet...
I'm scared to.
I bet he likes it.
I bet you're scared.
You binged?
No.
I did. I binged. Well, yeah. I mean, I talked about that forever ago.
Yeah, but and now you're all caught up to what's airing on television now.
I'm caught up. Yeah.
And
no.
Now he's lapping it up.
So I'm the only one who... this is the Lost situation for me again. I'm the only one who isn't watching the show you're all watching.
I've been watching the show for years.
I still think it's dumb.
Oh.
It's okay.
Oh.
But, I've never seen it.
No, I've watched it all, and now I'm in, like... I've just been in, like, along for the ride mode this whole time.
Yeah.
I'm just like... Okay. Yeah, what's next? Okay. And man, the reactions to this last couple have been unbelievable. Like so I was just curious where you guys stood with it. Like let me just say this. I'm split when I watch every episode. Half of me has enjoyed all of it. Because again, I'm seeing it all as one thing. You know what I mean? So I'm kind of like, that half of me is like, yeah, next week I'll see how it ends and then I'll tell you what I thought. You know what I mean? That's that half where I'm just like, I'm just enjoying it. Then the other half of me does see all the criticisms that you guys bring up and I go, oh yeah, I do see that. I do see that and I do see that. But again, the other half of me is like, just finish it and then you'll have your statement. You know what I mean?
Sure.
That's kind of where I'm at because, again, I've watched it almost as one fucking long movie.
Right.
As opposed to watching it over years. So I don't have like a great perspective on
it. It's been like a decade of me watching this. And I kind of was reserving judgment too. Like, you know, there's some things that are dumb, but I'll let it go. Whatever. Fuck. Fuck last night's. Fuck.
Really?
Fuck
really?
It. What are we doing? The whole thing for me was such a fucking, like, it basically told, it seemed to me like, oh, the people making this show, like the writers, are just over this and want to be fucking done. And they just threw the easiest thing on the screen and it's fucking done. Fuck it. Terrible. I will say,
hey,
though,
real
shot
talk,
beautifully.
I agree with you. Yeah. There was a moment last night. I didn't even realize I did this. I double flipped off the screen.
Yeah.
and it wasn't like, you killed my favorite characters. It's just like, fuck this garbage piece of trash show. Like, fucking doppelganger, you look like Game of Thrones, but you've stolen my friend and replaced it with this clone, but the soul is gone. Fuck you.
It was such a fuck off to everyone. I was watching this episode. It's an hour and a half long, and I'm thinking, not one person of the millions of people watching this is enjoying this. Because there's nothing to like about
this. Rocco's about to say he was enjoying
it. I thought it was a great episode.
You're fucking...
I enjoyed it.
Sean, can I just say something, Sean?
Yeah.
He's a new fan.
Oh, yeah.
He's a new fan. No, I totally... No, but as I said earlier, I totally see what you guys are saying in terms of the overall thing. I thought it was completely entertaining. I thought it was... great. I've kind of said that about the whole show. I'm kind of just going, great, cool. I don't really have like any more to add to that.
Do you think, and I am legitimately wondering, in your opinion, is there any moment in the show where the tone changed? Was there a dip in quality? Do you feel like there was a shift in like the way the show was being made?
Well, let me just preface by what I said earlier. I really am. I'm watching this all as one thing, so I really don't feel like I have an honest opinion until like next week it's over, and then I feel like I'll have an opinion. Mm. I just feel like I've seen it all as one thing, so I'm just like, oh yeah, great, okay, what's next? Yeah, this season and last season, it just feels like they're racking up cool moments.
Yeah,
instead of doing things appropriate to the writing and whatever. 100%. I think. They season 7 and 8 have turned into blockbuster mode.
Yes.
And both seasons feel like they're running out of time, which is inconceivable to me because this is the biggest show ever. Why didn't they just make longer seasons?
You know why, Rocco? Because they didn't want to. HBO gave them 10 episodes and the fucking guys were like, now we'll do 6.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't really understand that because it feels like they're pressed for time. So, yeah, I do. I absolutely do. But I'm also, like I said, I'm just watching it like, yeah, okay, show me what's next.
I think, you know, here's... I've been complaining about Game of Thrones for years. I feel like season 5-ish, around there, that started taking a nosedive. And then leading into the last 2 seasons, it was really bad. I think that... And can I talk about some plot points that have happened in the show?
I don't think anyone watching this cares.
Or they've already seen it.
It seems like that's the status quo now, is like within a day, just whatever.
Last season, you know, they had this dragon go and knock down the wall. And that was, for me, like the final nail in the coffin. Because I felt like this fucking wall fell like a house of cards. This thing that's been this legendary thing that's here for 1,000 years was just... wiped out of this universe in a minute. In 60 seconds, it was gone.
Yeah.
I feel like last night was a longer version of that.
Yeah.
And nothing again. Tell the story you want to tell. Tell it. You literally do anything you want with the story. I don't care who you kill, whatever. But spend some time to make it feel authentic. For me, what I love about Game of Thrones was, even though it was a fantasy story, it was always based in reality. There was a sense of realism to it. There were rules to it. Yes. You know, it was – people talk about they love the politics of Game of Thrones because it wasn't easy. It wasn't just like, you're the king now. You're the king now. There were all these different interests that were competing that – subtly had this nuance affecting the way things are going. I feel like that's out the window now. Now it's just like, well, we wanted this crazy shit to happen, so we wanted this crazy shit to happen. And so it just happens like that. You know, yeah. Everything is instant gratification and
yes. 100%.
The slow burn is gone.
I totally agree. And I want to say, like, I was entertained. I think there's been some spectacular episodes this season, but I say the word spectacular as in spectacle, as in, you know what I mean? Like the long, what was it? The Long Night or whatever that episode was. I thought that was a spectacular episode of television.
I agree.
In terms of like, I've never seen something pulled off. I felt the same way about this one. I'd never seen TV like that, but I do mean it literally as spectacle. The peak of this show, I'm watching it all at once, and I'm acknowledging my opinion is bullshit because I'm just seeing one movie here. I don't have years of experience, but the peak of that show was season 4 when I felt like there was real character drama, but they would bust out some blockbuster shit when you didn't expect it. And now all they want to do is rack up the water cooler moments. That's all they want.
On the surface, it's very pretty show. It's very pretty show.
It's been directed cool.
It's like biting into a shiny apple, but the core is rotten. Right. Like, do you want to keep eating that apple? It looks good. It looks like a good apple.
Yeah.
But it's not.
Yeah. After last night's episode, I thought, like, if there was any more of the show besides one more episode, I would just stop here. Like, I would just be over. So, but at this point, I might as well watch the last episode.
It's all instant gratification. It's like, you know, this... So many things happened last night that we've been building to for fucking 8 seasons and a decade. And then they were just like so cheap and flimsy.
Because
like the Hound versus the Mountain.
Yeah.
They start the fight and then they cut away. And I'm thinking to myself, like, people have literally been looking forward to this for 10 years. And you're cutting away to a character that I love, but she's literally doing nothing.
Right.
She's like walking around crying. And I'm like, you spent so much money. You spent 2 years filming this, and you couldn't even come up with just like cool moments, like emotional beats, just within this fight.
Dude, all this is. That's all this season has been, is cool moments, but nothing emotional.
No, they didn't have any cool moments. Well, feel like they don't have cool moments.
What I'm saying is, what I'm saying is they're trying to get the big, spectacular, grandiose shot, but they don't spend any time to get any emotional anything out of it.
Now, the reason why I'm asking you guys about it is because I actually wanted to know specifically what those points were that made you feel this reviled by it. Because I will say, one of the things that I've heard from a lot of people, and you guys tell me how you feel, was... one thing that I really liked about last night's episode was what happened with Daenerys and the kind of the turn she took. And I heard more than almost anything else, people saying like, that was bullshit. That was not earned.
Okay.
Whatever.
Let me answer your question.
So yeah,
I have fucking hated Daenerys since day one.
That's true.
I've always trashed this character. I fucking hate her. I think her dragons for all 8 seasons have been a cop-out. Oh, Daenerys is trapped. What's going to happen? So then I watch it like, her dragons are going to fly in and save her ass. I don't care what Daenerys did last night.
Sure.
Good. She's fucking crazy now. The way it happened, the way they executed it was bullshit.
Agreed.
Uh-huh.
That fucking... And this is going to get real nitpicky, but her dragon knocks down that city like it's made out of popsicle sticks. Mm-hmm. In the Long Night, Jon Snow is hiding behind dragon fire with fucking rubble. It's like knocked over fucking carts, and he's like hiding behind it. This bitch is like, sorry, I shouldn't say bitch, but I'm angry. She's like burning through stone castles, like they're sand castles.
Sure.
The fucking physics of it just made no sense to me. And I'm just thinking like, it would be so much more interesting just to have rules. I don't care that she's
totally
gone crazy and she's waging war on this city.
Yeah.
But to me, it was like, how many fucking bricks can fall from the sky for 90 minutes? Every single shot is stuff falling. It's like, this is just, they're in a brick shower. Well, things are just crumbling here. This is so fake.
And also those mortars they shot the dragons with were like incredible weapons of precision a week ago.
Yeah,
and now this week it's just like, no, goodbye.
And in addition to that, a week ago she fled those boats. Oh, I gotta get the fuck out of here. But this week she's just going right in. Like, it's not consistent. The strategy is not consistent. The Lannister army had this whole defensive strategy against Daenerys's army, but they forgot to fucking look behind them. Like,
Their whole, they were felled because they didn't guard their rear. And that to me makes no sense. Like you have every, the greatest strategicians in the whole world. And nobody said, let's point one fucking gun behind us in case she flies up from behind us. She fucking blows through the back wall. They're all caught by fucking surprise.
Yeah.
Give me a break. Well, it's so fake.
No,
So, well, the reason I brought this up, that's all. So that's all technical stuff.
Yeah. That's, I, that I sucks me out of it.
Yeah, and I don't...
They don't earn it. Well, they don't earn the story that they want to tell.
For me, the character stuff is we've had these arcs for years of, I fucking hate this guy. I hate him. To, all right, that was kind of cool. Okay, I like him. I fucking love this guy now. And there's like a, an arc here, and all of a sudden it's this for no reason. Nah, fuck it, I hate him. It's like he just like decides to be an asshole again, just for like there's no logical reason for me for him. Like all these character developments, like they worked and pushed these storylines for so long to finally be like, you know, it's more convenient if they die right here, and a brick can do it. They can get some like rubble on them.
Well,
it's so fucking lame.
Well, that's what I was gonna say. The reason why I brought up the Daenerys thing. Was all that technical stuff, I don't really disagree with it. I don't think it bothers me as much as you, but it...
It just it feels fake.
Did.
It just feels
did.
Fake to
when,
me.
When all the mortars were getting taken out, I just thought these were the biggest threat on Earth a minute ago. And
exactly.
Now just, and, so that, yeah, I totally agree.
From that point on, not to cut, I'll let you keep talking, but just in that moment, I think, well, who the fuck cares what happens now if you set up these things, but they don't matter because you toss them out at your convenience. I guess this is just a story of convenience at this point.
Yeah, so that aspect, I agree. But in terms of her character, in term, there were a lot of people going, she would not turn like that on a dime. She would not change her character like that on a dime. Like, a lot of people felt like that was too abrupt. It wasn't earned. That is where I have a different perspective from other people because these people have watched it over the course of years and they feel that way. I've just watched it. And so for me, that part, I didn't feel it was unearned at all because only days ago I watched a scene from, you know, two seasons ago or whenever where what's her name from the old woman from Highgarden is like, you know, you're never going to get any of this done without fear. Like fear is the only thing you have, whether you embrace it or not. You're a dragon, be a dragon. You know, there's all these moments where she's really going over, like, how do I go about, like, really establishing who I am? So I only saw that a day ago. You know what I mean? And so all of that led up to what happened last night. Whereas I think that's actually one thing where if you watch it years apart, maybe it's not as fresh in your mind. Well, so that didn't bother me. And the shit with Jaime and Jaime and Cersei didn't really bother me either. Because I felt like these are characters who realized over the course of what happened to them how pathetic they really were. And both of them had this realization of, whoa, we are neither of us will or can progress. We are this pathetic. It's never going to get better. And now I embrace it. So those things didn't really bother me. But the stuff that Derek mentioned about, you know, easily knocking down a castle.
For me, like I said, you can sit, you can tell whatever story you want.
Yeah.
Literally, as a writer, you're God.
Yeah.
You control what happens, but earn it.
Yeah.
You have to, if you set up rules, you have to follow the rules. If you're tossing the rules of your universe out, it weakens every, because it's not earned. Like her character developments, her character twists, They ring as false because the whole world is just appearing to be fake and rudderless anyways, you know? Mm-hmm. The one character thing that really did upset me, though, is I've actually grown to love Cersei as a character.
Yeah, me too.
I hated her for when it started. And then over time, I start to realize, like, Cersei is actually one of the strongest characters on this show.
Yeah.
Character-wise, she's tough as fucking nails.
Yeah.
She's tougher than most of the men on this show. Last night was the weakest she's ever been.
I was surprised she had 10 years
of this show.
Yeah.
The whole, I was making fun of it watching. It was like, could you imagine being on set filming Cersei's final episode and the whole time it's, okay, Cersei, so in this shot you're looking out the window and you're trying not to frown, but you're kind of frowning.
Yeah.
Okay, Cersei, they just, now they're ringing the bells and you're still staring out the window. You know, try, maybe you... half frown a little bit more. Okay, Cersei, now Daenerys is burning down the whole city. So it's you looking out the window and
You're still doing that same facial feature. She did nothing. It was a waste of a character.
That's what did blow me away is even though I just said like I was kind of okay with how it ended up, like over here, in the middle you have what was her plan. I was really genuinely shocked. I was like, I thought she was going to have like 10 different tricks to like, oh, if they do this, I had this plan.
You remember when she like outsmarted the whole religion and nobody saw it coming?
There was no plan.
Yeah.
So I agree. I'm not saying the writing is like great here.
No, it's.
But I really, I'm along for the ride. That half of me is enjoying
it. I feel like a good storyteller, a good story. I'm not going to rewrite the story, but a good story would have been Cersei does have a plan.
Yeah.
She has something up her sleeve that nobody has considered. Holy shit.
Yeah.
But the other characters, through what they've learned or their camaraderie or how they've grown as characters, Jon Snow, Daenerys, whoever, they're able to face Cersei's trick.
Yeah.
And they outsmart her in her moment when she thinks she's clenched the victory. She gets the rug pulled out from under her.
Yeah.
That would have been a good story. But we didn't get anything close to that.
To me, was the second the bells rang and then Daenerys went off, that's when the show jumped the shark. That was it. I mean, can you imagine if she just didn't and they had Cersei on trial and it was a whole fucking thing and then maybe they even kill her in a cool way? Like, they could have done anything from that moment. Anything. And it would have been like, all right, cool. But it was like, what's the easiest thing to get this fucking show over with?
Oh, and can I say too, this is another thought I had, and this is spoiler if you haven't seen it. Cersei and Jaime's death, pile of rocks fall on them.
Yeah.
The end. Even that could have been a better moment. Imagine like the rocks hit only Cersei.
Yeah.
She's piled under these rocks. Jaime has to, this woman he sacrificed his whole life for, he sees that he's failed. He watches her. He tries to pull her out and then the rocks hit him.
Right.
Just some sort of fucking emotional tension, some sustained drama, but no, it's give me a hug. Curtains. Goodbye.
Hey, can I actually, that's a great example. Can I just say, this has been on my chest a long time, and it feels good.
All right.
All these people talked shit on Lost for the last decade because, the ending ruined the whole show. This is bullshit. They fucked that show up. What the fuck were they thinking? But, man, how did, I'm going to do Lost spoilers if you never watched it. Sorry, but you had, like, 8 years, 9 years.
Yeah, get to it. They know.
When Jin and Sun died, what happened? Exactly what Derek just said.
Yeah.
Son is trapped in a drowning submarine. Oh, shit. All right. Well, Jin can leave and go be with their kid. And he goes,
yeah,
I'll die until I get you out
of
here.
And the room, I watched that and the room started crying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was so emotional.
And you could say, I'm a hardcore Lost fan. I will be the first to say there was a lot of problems with the last season, a lot of things I didn't like. But you can't deny good character shit like that. They gave a lot of emotional arcs and ends to their characters.
And I'm not, and you'll notice what I'm saying about Jaime and Cersei, I'm not changing the story whatsoever. Yeah. They go down to the crypt and rocks fall on them.
Yeah.
But present it in a just give a little something
dramatic
to it.
Way.
Okay. Don't just like just fucking, and Varys too. It's like I sentence you to death and then dragon breathes into the camera and he's gone. And I just feel like old school Game of Thrones would have had just a moment, just an extra beat to really like make it special.
Well, I fucking hated it. I'm so mad. I'm still like fucking pissed about it.
You should boycott. Honestly. You should not watch next week.
Sean, I know you have things to do.
I do.
That sounds rude, but I mean it sincerely.
No, so. I didn't realize we had gone this long.
We've been for a while.
But there's another thing I want to say about it, but you got to go.
Yeah, I'm going to go. So I'm going to go back into the cave.
But we're going to keep talking.
Yeah.
Yeah, go for it.
But I just wanted to say with all of this stuff, whatever, I absolutely recognize all these things that you guys are mentioning. I still was entertained by it because, again, I'm just along for the ride. I'm watching this all together. I really just kind of wanted to be in the position of, after all these years of being the one guy poo-pooing the show while everyone raved about it, to be in that opposite position has been really entertaining. But you're totally right with the, with all of these things it's kind of doing in this weird way. It's very odd. And
it's just rushed.
So that's what I was going to say is what I think it all boils down to is.
And Garrett, thanks for sitting through this.
Yeah,
sure. I really have nothing to add. So I'm just, I went from just trying to wrap my head around, like, how bad could the show have been? But after some of the examples you gave about, like, off-screen deaths and stuff, it sounds terrible.
Yeah. Well, so all I wanted to say was what I really think this boils down to, this is the double-edged sword you get when you announce the ending of your show. Because this is kind of a new thing where now series, when they're really big, they go, hey, we're going to, on season seven, we're going to end it on season. And Lost started that. And it was like, it felt like, wow, what a great thing. Now, I loved Lost, but even that show, I will say, it felt like the last season or two felt like they were just going as fast as they could to align all the pieces where they needed to be for the finale.
Yeah.
Instead of like taking the time to do certain things right. And Breaking Bad, that's not my favorite ending, but most would agree it ended well. And that show, it just happened to work out where it's like, hey, this series is winding down, so we're going to end it next season. Everything had time to wrap up because there wasn't, you know what I mean? They were already on their way, and it really worked out. So sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. And I think this show, that once they announced, okay, we got two seasons left, they made markers on their board of here's where this character is going to be. This guy's going to be turned bad. This one's going to do this. This one's going to do that. And they only have so many episodes to get him to that part. And you can't predict if that's going to work or not. And I think that this end date stuff sometimes works out, but sometimes it doesn't. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And I think that right now they're up against the wall going, oh shit, by this point, Jamie's supposed to be back in this kingdom where this happens. Yeah. Well, we only have one episode. Just get him there. Have him take a boat over there. You know what I mean? I think they're looking at everyone's endpoints and getting there however they can in the time that they have, rather than the rest of the show was able to just take the time to do whatever.
They have these episodes. They're spending millions of dollars on them. They're extra long episodes. They spent 2 years making them. I felt like the show was better seasons ago with less money more time.
Yeah.
And I think the best example is just look at the character of the Mountain, who really has just been treading water for years now. His last big moment was his fight, the Mountain versus the Viper, when he fought the Prince of Dorne. I don't remember that character's name. He really has done nothing since then until last night.
Yeah, I mean, he's just the Guardian.
Yeah. So look at that fight versus the fight last night, and that sums it all up. Which, you know, really, if you had to watch one of those fights over, over and over and over again, which one would you pick?
Yeah.
And I think one was built to and had twists, and another one was just kind of like, okay, I guess that's what happened, you know? Yeah. Disappointing. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
Oberon Martell. Thank you, Joe.
Oh, Oberon.
Thank you, Joe.
Oberon. All I remember about that guy, whoever played that character, is that I remember the year that he was on the show, he came to Comic-Con, and there were pictures of him buying the Sailor Moon wand at Bandai or something. He had the Sailor Moon wand, and people were like, why did this guy buy that? Like, what?
Ever since
and I didn't know who it was, and now I watch the show.
Ever since
like, oh,
that fight
guy.
With Oberon Martell, he, to me, you know how much I love Friday the 13th. He's been the Jason Voorhees character. They put the mask on him. He's got like the crazy eye coming through. I'm like, yo, this dude's going to fuck some shit up. And then he did nothing until last night. And then it was just so underwhelming.
Yeah. But I will say, again, you talked about like that battle had been like people have been waiting for that for 10 years. I've been waiting for it for 3 weeks. So it really, that didn't really stand out to me. You know what I mean? Like to me, it's like that he says he's going to fight him and then he did. So that's what I mean. That's why my perspective is so skewed on this. I was entertained by last night's episode because I'm watching it for what it is. And I was entertained. I'm not trying to downplay that. I was. But I do see every little bit that you're talking about. I absolutely can understand everyone's disappointment in terms of what the show is structurally versus what it used to be. So,
anyways, that's enough.
Yeah.
We talked about it.
Yeah. I think we're probably should probably wrap it up.
Well, we'll wrap it up, but I actually have some video game recommendations.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I got a couple.
Playing some games?
New video games this week on the Switch. I went into the Nintendo store and downloaded Shakedown Hawaii.
Yeah.
Which I want to recommend to everybody. I think Shakedown Hawaii is awesome. It's $20, which is not a bad price. It's not extremely expensive. It's basically like Hotline Miami meets Grand Theft Auto.
Oh.
I think it's the unofficial sequel to Retro City Rampage, which was kind of a throwback to the original Grand Theft Autos.
I played that, yeah.
It's like a 16-bit Grand Theft Retro City Rampage, which is kind of like the original Grand Theft Autos, but very like Miami Vice, palm trees, electronic music, like fast-paced. I'm having a lot of fun. So Shakedown Miami. Fuck, I'm getting all my games mixed up. Shakedown Hawaii. Check it out. I recommend it. It's fast-paced. It's really fun. I also got another game on the Switch from the eShop for $8. Death Coming. Who out there ever played 13 Dead End Drive when you were a kid? Anybody?
I never played
that. I did once. I don't remember it a lot.
13 Dead End Drive.
It was good for a Haunted Mansion-loving kid.
Yeah, it's this board game where you have to move the pieces around this Haunted Mansion, and if you put them in front of the you know, like the suit of armor, then you can knock the suit of armor, and you had to kill all the other players on the board. Death Coming is that in video game form. Oh. You play the Grim Reaper, but you are just a floating hand, and you go to these areas. Like, you'll go to a factory where all these workers are just going around doing their business. They sell the game as, like, the characters have free will, so they'll go over here, they'll walk around. You just have to wait until they go past the death trap, and then you have to trigger it on them. And if you time it correctly, or if you trigger things in a certain in the right order, like mousetrap style, you'll kill one of them or a bunch of them, and you have to try to kill everybody on the board. And
that sounds awesome.
It's really fun.
What kind of graphics?
It's like 16-bit isometric.
That's an angle. Everything feels like retro graphics when it's eShop.
Yeah.
And that's not my preferred method of play lately.
But you
and
know
I think
what?
It's distracted me from a lot of good games.
For $8, it's not
that's
bad.
True.
It's a very cheap game.
Okay.
And I'm having a lot of fun with it. It's kind of relaxing, honestly, because you can just kind of take your time and be like, huh. For example, I was in a museum and they had a giant dinosaur skeleton. I kept clicking on it and it was like, yeah, this skeleton's very sturdy. But I noticed that there were like robbers in the museum and one of them had a suitcase. And I killed this guy with the suitcase right in front of the dinosaur skeleton. And inside the suitcase was a bomb. So then I triggered the bomb thinking I'd blow some people up, but nobody was close enough. Nobody blew up. I was like, fuck, dude, that was a waste. But then I noticed like the skeleton was kind of weakened now. So then I triggered the skeleton and it collapsed on everybody in the museum. I was like, fuck yeah. I got it. So cool. Sometimes you have to like daisy chain these events to make them all work out. So it's called Death Coming. $8 in the Nintendo eStore. Check it out. And Shakedown Hawaii. Hotline Miami meets Grand Theft Auto. Check that out as well.
I'm going to get Death Coming.
I'm still playing Final Fantasy IX. I talked about it last week.
Yeah.
And I kind of expressed that I was kind of frustrated with it, but I'm not giving up on it. As I said there, you know, there were a lot of people like, oh, I can't believe you hated it. But it's like, no, I'm not. I'm committed to finishing it. And honestly, the stretch that I've played since then was a lot better, was pretty good. I didn't remember I think her name is Iko, whatever. I did not remember this character even being in the game. I played the game when it came out. I didn't remember this purple-haired anime girl in it. But like her storyline is whatever. You know, it's interesting. I'm on, like, I guess what would be disc 3 of the game now, if it still had discs. You know, I'm going to see it through, and I'll see what I think about
it. Did you guys see Detective Pikachu?
No.
Nope.
Oh, I did.
You did?
Yes, I did.
I wanted to, but ran out of time.
You know what? It's funny, because I was sitting there, and I don't know why, but I felt like, this is reminding me of the Power Rangers movie.
What?
I distinctly had that feeling. There were moments in it where, and I'm not a huge Power Rangers fan. I haven't seen that movie in years, but I was getting flashbacks to like, I feel like I'm watching, like I'm a kid watching the Power Rangers movie. Really? Maybe it was like a TV show in movie form or something, but I got that feeling. You know what? Wasn't my bag. It was like a superhero movie with Pokemon in it. I thought it was a little bit predictable.
Sure.
Especially for like a children's adventure, kind of hits all the typical beats that those movies hit. But there were moments where I was like, hey, Pokemon walking around the city, the graphics look cool. So I'm not going to say don't watch it. Just wasn't exactly
I'll
for
check
me.
It out. I'll check it out once it lights up on the old movie pass. I'll give it a view.
I think I might wait till that's a stream in just a Netflix or Hulu kind of thing.
Yeah.
Maybe I get, you know.
It was funny because there were moments in it that were
decidedly like kind of not a children's movie.
Really? You know? Like, that's what I'm interested in is like, because Sonic seems like it's made for Sonic fans, adults.
I mean, it is.
But this seems like a kid's, this seems like a Pokemon movie made for a children.
I think it's, the main character is 21 years old, and I feel like that's probably the sweet spot.
Okay.
Late teenagers, early 20s. Kids will enjoy it, but, you know, the Ryan Reynolds as Pikachu says, like, hell, and makes, like, a bunch of, like, sexual innuendo throughout the movie. So I was thinking, like, is this a kid's movie? Maybe not. Yeah. But the theater was filled with fucking children pissing me off.
Yeah.
Real talk.
Get out.
Somebody needs to open an adults-only movie theater because this fucking, like, four-year-old's behind me. Like, what's going on? His mom's explaining the movie to him. I'm like, will you shut the fuck up? What? Come on.
Let him figure it out, Mom.
Get the fucking kids out of the Pokemon movie.
Same thing happened at Avengers Endgame. All these kids, it's like...
Real talk. When I saw Avengers Endgame, there was a three-year-old running around the front of the theater. Adult-only movie theater, please. I need a place to watch Marvel movies and Pokemon movies and, frankly, every Disney and Pixar movie from now on. No more kids allowed, please.
Those movie theaters that have like that serve like beer and stuff,
yeah.
Are those 21 up?
No.
They're not?
I think like the AMC down at the mall in Chula Vista has the
You just
beer
have to be 21
inside.
To buy it.
Yeah.
Oh, but you can bring kids.
But you can bring kids to those screenings. Yeah.
I'm drunk as fuck with all these little rugrats running around, pissing me off, talking through the movie, fucking being all annoying.
Yeah. What the hell is
get
this?
Get out.
I'm going to lose my shit one of these days. And it's going to get ugly.
Or maybe maybe let the kids have at that beer and open bar situation, kind of knock them out, put them to sleep for the. Yeah.
Hey, while I'm at it, somebody in the chat said, I agree. Disneyland should be the same thing. Adults only.
Thank you.
Get the kids out of there.
Finally.
They
thank you.
They fuck up everything.
Kids ruin everything. Don't let them do anything. I'm so over kids.
Always getting lost.
Even right now. Sean's wiping a kid's butt or something. Ugh. Let them fend for themselves or fuck off.
You know, for cats, they have these like drops you can put in the cat's water to make it all sleepy. If your cat's too rambunctious, you can dope it up. Where's that for kids?
Yeah, can we prescribe something to the kids?
Hey, if you're going to bring your kid to a movie, give him NyQuil before you go. Because I don't want him fucking talking or getting all hyper. Fucking dope him
up. They make ZQuil just for it. Give him that ZQuil stuff.
Children's ZQuil should be required before you take a kid to a movie. That's all I'm saying.
Someone that I went recently to...
Put it on the popcorn.
I went to a dentist recently and it wasn't the dentist, but somebody who helps the dentist was just like making small talk with me while I was waiting for the dentist.
Dental assistant?
Whatever they were. I don't know, but they were just kind of talking and they always say the goofiest shit where it's like, this is the worst small talk I've ever heard. And the last time I was there, they were talking about, I'm just a little tired. Of course it's early. Kids are always keeping me up. You know, they're all so rambunctious. God, sometimes kids drive me crazy. You know, I thought I had it figured out for a little bit there. Figured, you know, give them Benadryl, makes them fall asleep. Kind of that takes care of the problem. That someone told someone about that. I guess that's illegal. Can't drug your kids and put them out. Like, she kept talking about, like, she read that it's technically illegal, and it was just like, yeah, okay.
Well,
can you fix my teeth, please?
What is legal?
Yeah.
Exactly.
In the eyes of God, I make my own decisions.
She just kept talking about drugging your kids. It was like, it's okay.
Give them a bunch of turkey or something, and the melatonin, or knock them out, whatever.
This
is,
no one's
this
gonna
is the
know.
Same person that last time I was there, she asked me about Comic-Con, and I think said every offensive like word you could say about a person in one sentence.
Really?
Yeah.
Like
she just said you do Comic-Con? Yeah. Last time I was there I saw she said a string of about seven words that I was like, "Oh man, every one of those you would be roasted for." And I don't think she realized it was bad. I don't know.
Sounds like an older gal.
Yeah, she's very old. So I just don't think she realized that, but it was just kind of like...
She wasn't accepting of the con culture down there in San Diego.
And I'm sure there's people wondering like, what did she say? You can already imagine that.
Yeah, you know.
Any words you can think of
you
that
figured it out.
That would be like, whoa, you said that about somebody? Say them all in a row, and she did it. And it was like, okay,
old stay people away from my mouth, are garbage.
Yeah,
they're just not used to furries. That's it.
I know they got so many problems, but it's like you're old.
Get with it, Grandma.
I got a problem with you. You're old.
Yeah, I'm not talking about it.
Yeah, you walk so slow in front of me. I'm trying to get in line for something at Galaxy's Edge. That reminds me. I was
in line at Barnes and Noble. There was old fucking lady behind me, and she was like, "I hear there's an opium crisis in America. All these people overdosing on drugs, but I just think don't take them."
You fucking.
Yeah, she figured it out. Hey, everybody, listen to this chick. Don't do the drugs, and then you won't overdose. Do you ever think about that? And she talked about it for like 10. The doctor gives me drugs, painkillers, and I try not to take too many. What are they doing all these drugs for? Overdosing? It's just so sad.
And abstinence is how you prevent childbirth, right?
Don't have go on a sex strike, okay, Grandma?
Thanks.
We didn't even talk about the sex strike. All right, we'll have to talk about that next time.
Yeah, I'll have to talk about it next time. I hope. I mean, I'll. You know, my balls will be even bluer.